I think as we look back at the whole year, you know, we've got some good things going on in all of our buildings with our teaching staff, our support staff, the students that are coming into the building, positive things, you know, just things that people can see outright. You know, our athletic teams have done real well this year. We had a great musical, the Oklahoma, that was put on by our music department through the year. Our high school bowl team won for the third consecutive year the UP High School Bowl competition. So things have been good. We're looking forward to next Friday night, the 8th of June, when we have approximately 109 students that will be graduating. And then we're planning for next year as we look at what's going on. That's been a thing that we've been doing since January of this year. How do we look forward to next year and what's going on in our school district?
Well, one of the things that's out there for the Negaunee district is that, in effect, you're kind of bucking the trend that we're hearing with a lot of districts. We just spoke with the Marquette School District, and they're faced with some challenges and enrollment issues and budget problems. We know what's going on with Gwynn and a few of the other districts in our area, but... kind of an opposite in Negaunee. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we're looking forward to next year for an enrollment increase for our district-wide, and particularly at Lakeview Elementary School. We're looking at our kindergarten class with 128 new students coming in to join some young fives that we have in the building. So we're looking at a class of 164 in the Kindergarten Young Fives program next year, which means that we're going to have to add teachers going to all-day, everyday kindergarten with this number. You know, we're looking at having probably six or seven sections of young fives and kindergartners, which right now we have 3.5 sections. So that's a challenge for us, but it's a good challenge.
So, you know, you start talking about you're a few miles up the road and those major differences exist. Why is that? Do you have any indication? Is it another generation of Negaunee families coming through? Is it people moving to Negaunee? What is the role of schools of choice? Where is it all coming from?
I think it all plays into the bigger picture. You know, with the employment situation out at Cliffs, we have new people coming into the area. I'm hearing that we're being recommended as a school of district in the area that the people want to go to. We do have schools of choice students that are coming in. I think at this point we have 20 kindergartners that are schools of choice from throughout the area. And new employment in the area is bringing more people in and more families, and they're looking to live in the Negaunee area and send their kids to Negaunee schools.
How important is it, do you feel, that, like, we know that with Negaunee in particular, we've talked about this over the years, it's generations of families just keep going through there. That really is one of the anchors for the district for the enrollment, isn't it?
I believe so. You know, the reputation that the school district has and the people that come back and live in Negaunee and want their kids to be minors is important to us. We try to build upon that every year and make sure that we continue the tradition that we have in the classroom and kids are successful when they leave Negaunee.
Jim DeRocher, the superintendent of the Negaunee Public Schools, with us in the studio, and we're looking back on this year and looking ahead to the future. A good graduating class coming through, some good successes this year as well, which is always got to be a good sign with the challenges that you have of just keeping the district running, isn't it?
It is. It's enjoyable to see the success that our students have, the hard work that they put in throughout the school year, the hard work that the staff puts in to make sure that they're prepared to go to the future step.
So as you look now ahead, as you mentioned, there's some enrollment number increases, actually. What do you look for now as you plan out the next year or so? What are some of the things? I mean, you're still working on estimated numbers and so on and so forth, but what are maybe some of the things that you're hoping to get done in the next year or so with the district?
Well, you know, after we balance our budget and get that approved, of course, this summer, we're looking at asking the voters of the community to approve a renewal of our sinking fund, which allows us to maintain our buildings and our grounds without using general fund monies, which is important to us. This will be the second time we've asked for that renewal. It'll be a question for $2 million renewal for 5 additional years. Hopefully in August, they'll approve that, and we'll start planning to use that. Over the summer, we're planning on hiring teachers. We talked about the teachers that we need at the elementary level with kindergarten, but we also have 4 retirees that have announced their retirement. So we posted those positions, and we're looking to replace those teachers. In long range, I guess we just want to continue the tradition that we have in Negaunee and try to maintain the educational facilities that we have for our students and to provide them with a good base so that they can be successful as they move forward.
as you look at it now, and you've got the students coming through, you know, one of the things I know that every district is going through is the challenge of connecting with the students with all these changes in technology and everything like that. And you have to try to sort of maintain that and maybe even be ahead of the curve when you look at technology for the district. Any initiatives or any thoughts with that that you're looking at as best as you can try to predict what technology is going to be there?
Well, we've done some pilot things at Lakeview with our elementary teachers with iPads. And next year, we're going to have every teacher in every classroom have an iPad. They'll all have overhead projectors that they can use to connect to the internet and do lesson planning. We'll also have an iPad lab that will be portable, be used with all the teachers. We've provided our high school science teachers with iPads this year, and we have overhead projectors in almost all of our high school classrooms. So we're trying to stay abreast of the technology that students have. They use their portables wherever they can go. We're not quite to the point where we want to allow them to use those portables in the classroom yet, their telephones and such, but we're trying to embrace technology. We know that the kids use it everywhere else.
Yeah.
This is a society, and this is a generation that wants instant gratification and can get it with the technology that's available.
And that's one of the challenges here in our area with schools in particular. But I guess as we wrap up here, Jim, if people have questions, if they want to find out more about meeting schedules or any committees or anything that you're forming with the district that you're looking for folks from the public, how can they find out more?
Well, they can go to our webpage, the one that we have for the district. We also have a Facebook page out there for the district, or they can call any of the offices and talk to the secretaries. They're pretty aware of what's going on in the district, and can, if they don't have the answer for them, can transfer them to us, and we can get the answer for them.